www.thebrightside.com. Today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting that's happening right here in Grand Forks through tomorrow. So we will bring you what's on your mind coming to you from Grand Forks today. And among our guests will be Ron Ness, who heads up the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're also going to chat with Jerry Grunwald, who heads up the Energy and Environmental Research Center. They're doing some innovative things, really pushing to see if they can get that number of the percentage of oil and gas that we get out of the ground up, which really continues to change the game in a big way. So looking forward to those conversations a little later on in the program. We're going to check some news headlines for you here and get you up to speed on a brand new day. This Tuesday, the 17th of September, Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark, the Freedom Poet, who hosts the Common Sense Club, now heard after Rush Limbaugh on the radio. Steve Bakken and I will be tackling the topics of the day and what's on your mind. And the big one, Mark, is it's not Syria, it's not what happened at the Washington Naval Yard yesterday. It is a story that's been dominating the news in North Dakota, and that is ESPN's College Game Day coming to town and where they're going to broadcast from. Now, I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble getting all wrapped up in this controversy. I think it's rather silly, but
so you're not indignified.
No, I'm not, but a lot of Bison fans are really ticked about this, and we look forward to giving them a voice here as well. Now, here's the scoop if you have not followed this. Over the weekend, it was announced that ESPN College Game Day, a big deal in college football, is bringing their crew to Fargo, North Dakota, and doing their nationwide broadcast. Now, the broadcast locally happens between 8 and 11 a.m., okay? Now, the Bison football game is, much later in the day. But obviously, some people like to tailgate. Well, athletic director Gene Taylor took the ESPN crew on a tour of town, and they really decided, hey, this Fargo theater, this downtown, is the backdrop we're looking for. With TV, it's always it's the picture, right? I mean, they're looking for the money background, the money photo, the picture, and they chose the downtown Fargo.
So, they called it a postcard.
They did. Yeah, and they liked the backdrop of the Fargo Theater and everything else. Almost instantaneously on social media, people started going ballistic. They went absolutely crazy, So, and they're really upset about the fact that this is going to be held downtown. So some fans said, I'm going to be tailgating. I'm going to be out at the Dome, and to heck with you. So it really is it's really amazing to me that the folks are this upset. So. Here's what ESPN said. Downtown Fargo will create the best backdrop. It's like a postcard. It's like downtown USA. It'll be great for America to get a glimpse of this. We rarely do shows by a stadium anymore, said ESPN. It just doesn't create the best backdrop. I'd like to think people will come, even though it requires a little effort. It'll be worth it. Who do you think's right in this one?
Well, people will come for first of all. They're going to come. It reminded me of if you hoped you got a Christmas present, but you'd never gotten a Christmas present from this one crankety old uncle before, and he finally gives you one, but you didn't like the way it was wrapped. Here's the most incredible thing that's happening because of the K-State game, because of the profile that the Bison have earned, they get this incredible honor of having ESPN Game Day come to town, and it seems to me. Forgive me, but it seems to me that they should just say, this is really cool, and let's make the best of it.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, a staff of 85 comes from ESPN for this. 10 TV trucks, a 35-foot stage, a 24-foot field, 2 video walls, an aerial camera. I mean, they go all out, right? And they're shutting down downtown streets in Fargo beginning Thursday for this Saturday morning broadcast. And police are expecting a crowd as big as the annual street fair. It's a big deal.
And just think what that does for the economy of downtown Fargo. How many shops, how many places are there, pubs are there out by the Fargo Dome?
Yeah. Anyway, I hope folks just step back a minute from the minor inconveniences that it might cause earlier in the day of their tailgating fun, but... I think I think we're losing sight of the forest through the trees here, Mark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a very cool deal all in all.
And in all seriousness, the big story yesterday was yet another slaughter by an evil, deranged madman and a lone gunman in a Navy Yard rampage. 12 killed. Reminds me very much of Fort Hood.
You know, crazy number, counting himself, yeah, is 13, you know.
A 34-year-old former Navy reservist. Last known address was in Fort Worth, Texas. And had, you know, what's interesting about this is that, unfortunately, many in the gun-grabbing crowd will try and use this as another aha moment to say, hey, we need gun control. But, you know, Washington, D.C. is some of the toughest gun control there is. This was a gun-free zone. He already had a security clearance beyond anything being proposed in the way of enhancements for other citizens. A little silly to use this, but it'll be used for sure.
He lived in a bungalow in the woods near a Buddhist temple in Fort Worth, where he occasionally joined Thai immigrants in meditation.
We don't know that much about motives, I guess, do we?
It didn't work too well, did it?
No. It did not. And the one thing I'll give the White House credit for, I know that some people yesterday in the White House press corps were already trying to say, okay, well, what should happen now as a result of this shooting in the way of additional proposals for gun control? And he was smart enough to say, we just don't know enough yet to be able to make any of those kind of comments. Thank you.
At least it wasn't the knee-jerk thing. In 2004, he was arrested in Seattle after he'd fired three shots from a pistol into the tires of a car of two construction workers had parked in the driveway adjacent to his house. He said his father had said that his son had experienced anger management problems and that the family believed it was associated with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, by the way, how does he still have the clearance after that incident?
It should have been a slam dunk. Of course, maybe he got a pass because he was an active participant in rescue attempts of September 11th. Anyway.
In addition to those killed, eight people were hurt, three of them shot and wounded. Those three were a police officer and two female civilians, all expected to survive. The dead ranging in age from 46 to 73. A number of the victims, civilian employees and contractors, rather than active duty military personnel. And this guy was an employee of information technology employee with the Experts, a company that was a Defense Department subcontractor on a Marine computer project. So again, has the clearances. How do you have a job like that after his previous incident?
And he said the reason he fired those three shots is because someone mocked him. My goodness, pretty thin skin.
We do have that. At least we know that that was, because I've not heard much in the way of a motive.
No, I was talking about when he fired the shots into the guy's tire in his neighborhood. Way back when, yeah.
That was his defense of that ordeal.
Yep, he just got, they weren't respectful of him.
It doesn't seem like enough to really go on a rampage, does it?
No. Guy, as, like his father said, he has anger management issues, and apparently it went way back. So, that's his father saying that, being on record after, this is a public, all they had to do is Google this guy's name before they gave him a clearance. So it's really a huge gap. This was a huge gap in the security clearance that let this guy on that base.
The city of Williston has shut down a homeless shelter and a church because it's not up to code. Question we're asking, whether that's too harsh or whether the church needs to follow the rules like everyone else. It may displace some workers unable to find housing. The Grand Forks Herald has taken a look at how Grand Forks is benefiting from the boom in the Bakken, and obviously on the opposite end of the state from the Bakken. And so that's prompted a question from us. Is your community benefiting no matter where you're at from the oil boom? It's another example of how this is a great thing that's happening statewide. And one of the reasons
another little thing that's happening is you notice a sign down towards Alexandria, North Dakota, open for business. There are an awful lot of expatriates from Minnesota that are fleeing the onslaught of taxes and regulations of a one-party state over there.
And one other headline that is local to Fargo-Moorhead, but may be of interest, a student put a Confederate flag in his vehicle and put it on display and caused a bit of a problem for some. They actually had to put it down later in the day. Oh. What do you make of that, Mark?
Well, when you think of all the outrageous things that the kids wear and the insane tattoos they have, a Confederate flag, you know, there's a lot of honorable Confederates, all I'm going to say. Of course, it's got the racial connotation, but it's, hey, isn't it freedom of expression a little bit?
All right. Thanks, Mark. More coming up at the bottom of the hour with Mr. Mark.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Back live at Grand Forks at the Aurora Ballroom of the Alera Center. I don't know if you remember the name Aurora, but Aurora was a name that was selected by the
the original
residents of Grand Forks for the name of the convention center. And then smartly they decided, hey, wait a minute, I think we can actually make some money with the naming rights. And so Alaris Financial, which is a long-standing financial institution in Grand Forks, stepped up to the plate and put up a few bucks and received the naming rights for this. So Anyway, it's kind of fun to see the Aurora name because it brings back a flood of memories of the original name of the center. That was kind of a hat tip to the residents, at least to be able to name something within the building.
Yeah, and it does harken back to the flood, too, because the Alera Center, then Aurora Center, actually came out of post-flood in 97 in Grand Forks.
Yeah, it had already been approved by the voters, but the location changed after the... In fact, I think they put it to another vote.
Mm-hmm.
They redesigned things a little bit and said, here's what we're thinking and here's where we're going to put it, and folks had a chance to weigh in on that. So lots of history, but it's an important part of Grand Forks, and the development around it is pretty significant these days for sure. So what's top of mind for you today? Is it this controversy over the Bison broadcast on ESPN this weekend and the location of it, or is it the gun grabbers have a new cause du jour?
I'm kind of over the NDSU thing, and to me it loses a little something, but the downtown of Fargo is going to have a heck of an economic impact. I mean, they're going to have a boom. The bars will be happy downtown Fargo on Saturday, which I suppose is a good thing, and then everybody can just trot their little butts on over to the Fargo Dome for the game. But, one of the things...
Is it a sacrifice to not be able to begin your tailgating until a little after 11? Or?
You know, they start a little bit later anyway, so it's got a little different animal. I mean, I grew up in Grand Forks tailgating at the Sioux games, and you went downtown. You went... hit the town a little bit before you went out and started the tailgating. So if it's something that doesn't happen in Fargo, usually they just head out to the Fargo Dome and start tailgating out there, but maybe a little old school. Might start a new tradition in Fargo.
I mean, I guess I'm...
new tradition.
I'm naive here, but I just was blown away that this was that big a deal. And people flipped out. It was an explosion on social media. People absolutely furious that ESPN would take this downtown and away from the...
Think football, you think stadium. Now you have it at the stadium, but it's not like Fargo has an iconic stadium like the Big House in Michigan or Tennessee or the Swamp or any of those. So it's just the Fargo Dome. It's not like there's an iconic stadium involved with this. It's just, if that's what they feel is the best venue for showcasing NDSU in their pregame, then college game day, then showcase downtown Fargo.
And there was comments on the ESPN game day page. There were social media Bison tailgating site. There it was.
Well, at the end of the day, the last word is, well, we don't have to come.
Well, no kidding. I mean, that's what you start wondering what's going to happen. I mean,
if you don't want us downtown, we don't have to be there at all.
So I have a bit of a scold today for the Bison football fans. I mean, get real. Yeah, this is a big deal. Yeah, to embrace it wherever it's at and have some fun and stop the belly aching for crying out loud. I mean, I think it's I'm just blown away by it. I don't get it, and I welcome anybody deciding if they want to school us up. You can start now at 855-200-1776. Bison Nation, be heard. Let us know what you think, and we'll chat about it on the program today. Okay, it didn't take long, Steve, but Senator Dianne Feinstein, California Democrat, longtime gun control advocate, denounced the litany of massacres over the past few years and asked rhetorically, when will enough be enough? And, of course, she's been part of this whole gun-grabbing movement for, going back to her San Francisco Board of Supervisors days, really. And
now, if she wants to really connect the dots, then this guy's former military. He was in the Naval Reserves until his general discharge. He didn't get an honorary discharge because of some other incidents. But apparently, if you want to connect the dots correctly, I would say Dianne Feinstein is 100% correct. And we should disarm the military, too. He was military trained. Take their guns. Military shouldn't have guns.
President Obama said, so we are confronting yet another mass shooting, and today it happened on a military installation in our nation's capital. Obviously, we're going to be investigating thoroughly what happened, as we do so many of these shootings, sadly, that have happened, and do everything that we can to prevent them. National Rifle Association had no comment. Pro-gun groups generally take the stance that days of particular shocking crimes are not the time to discuss policy. Certainly would agree with that. Eric Erickson on CNN, a conservative blogger, admonished the rush to politicize the shooting, saying, seriously, people, grow up. I would not dare step in the way of America's national pastime of bitching about the politics of everything on Twitter, but there has to be a better time for it than as the temperature of bodies on the ground of the Navy Yard are not even yet cold. If you don't have the judgment and good sense to understand that, now is not the time to say it. You have no capacity to understand why.
You know, ironically, this does harken a little bit of the Fort Hood shootings. It's hard not to make that comparison. Ironically, do you know why military on military bases do not carry weapons?
Why?
That was one of the first things that President Clinton, then President Clinton, enacted, that no weapons on military bases.
Why?
Good question. Of all the people you would want to have a weapon, wouldn't that be the military?
Absolutely. No question about it. The chief medical officer at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, where three of the shooting victims were being treated, was part of one of the press conferences yesterday, and he says there's something wrong here when we have these multiple shootings. There's something wrong, and the only thing that I can say is we have to work together to get rid of it. I'd like you to put my trauma center out of business. We just cannot have one more shooting with, you know, so many people killed. We've got to figure this out. We've got to be able to help each other. You know, if she can find a way to stop evil, I am all for the doctor. But, you know, again, I think it's horribly naive to think that you can prevent this no matter how many laws you pass, no matter how many guns you put on a banned list. Look, Washington, D.C. is a gun-free zone.
Oh, yeah.
The Naval Yard's a gun-free zone. This guy had a, you know, uber background check.
You know, look at the cities that have gun laws,
and
they have the highest crime rates.
What would you do? I mean, it's crazy.
Guns are taken out of the hands of people that can protect themselves.
I think this just further proves, you know, this very issue. You know, that's what I, you know, I think it puts it all very, very front and center for folks. Anyway, we're going to tackle those topics and others, find out what's on your mind today as we open things up all across the Northern Plains. Two guests will join us, Dr. Jerry Grunewald, Director of the Energy and Environmental Research Center. They are the primary research entity of the University of North Dakota. We're going to talk about the impact of the oil boom on Grand Forks and places not directly in the oil patch, and also talk about their cutting-edge research and where, you know, you move that needle a little bit. And they're in the middle of that, and so we look forward to that conversation. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, will join us, too. This is the 32nd annual meeting of this group. And talk about their goals for this conference and get Ron's take on where the industry's at. So look forward to all those conversations. And, of course, most importantly, your calls, questions, and comments with Steve Buck. I'm Scott Hinnon. What's on your mind? Straight ahead, we'll check sports and recap last night's Freedom Club meeting with Mark Skogabo next. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website. gtmwt.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's the What's On Your Mind preview show. We're live at the Alaris Center, Grand Forks today. Be here today and tomorrow for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting in Grand Forks. And, of course, oil and gas impacts are rippling throughout every corner of North Dakota. And evident of that is the location of this very event, where you, well outside the oil patch, well outside the government epicenter of Bismarck, have bring folks to find out what's happening in the industry, get an update, and do the annual meeting here. So, great to be in my adopted hometown of Grand Forks for today's broadcast of What's On Your Mind. Mark Skogerbo is here, fresh off a fun first Freedom Club gathering last night, an overfull crowd at the Pizza Ranch. And, first of all, we apologize because there wasn't enough chairs, there wasn't enough space, there wasn't enough anything. On the other hand, it's a great sign, isn't it, Mark?
And, you know, we only had like 12 RSVPs and a few other people said maybe. And there we go. Boom, 60. We got like three times the million Muslim march showed up in Fargo. And it's pretty cool. One of the interesting things I learned, two different people said that they had heard that there was over a million motorcycles that went to Washington, D.C. on 9/11 to counter the 21 people that showed up for the million Muslim march. So that was interesting.
It was a fun night, and we appreciate all the passion and support of these radio stations and the Freedom Club. And the one thing we heard over and over and over again, people are ready to just gather shoulder to shoulder and strengthen numbers and be around folks of like mind and figure out ways to make a difference together. So folks, really, we're excited about the fact that you're planning monthly Freedom Club meetings, right, Mark?
That's right. And, all of the pickles, we had 48 jars, they're all gone. So there's some people that didn't get pickles, these great Mad Gab pickles. So we'll be having some more of them around, I hope, later on. But that was great. And a functional unity, it seemed to come up again and again. A lot of different people were quoted, like Bennett and other people, that conservatives have got to find functional unity like the liberals have been really good at, being able to coalesce behind whoever becomes their champion, whoever gets the endorsement or gets through the convention or through the primary, and then they don't pout and take their idealism and go home. They go to work hard for whoever prevails. And conservatives have lost so many contests in this country by just not saying, all right, 70% of what I believe is better than zero, which you get from the socialists. So anyway, it was very, very positive. This is a non-election year. We're in the fall. These people could be any number of places. It was a beautiful day, and over 60 show up. It was just powerful.
MadGabPickles.com, by the way, is the website for the folks at Mad Gab Pickles. They're old-fashioned dill pickles. It's a Hawley, Minnesota company. And Mark, I know you've had him on regularly on the program, which is neat as well. So that is That's great to see. And I know some folks said, how do I get those pickles? Where do I buy them? You can order them online, right? I mean, that's right now what I think most folks are doing is they're ordering them online and getting them there. But their website, they actually are in grocery stores too, aren't they? And they've got
a locator. They're actually not. In fact, I've encouraged them not to because they are willing to let groups like the Freedom Club actually sell them and make a buck. You know, buy them for a dollar less than retail, and they're just absolutely, I am not kidding, the best pickles I've ever had. And then of course the other big pickle giant, which has zillions of pickles, is the Heinz people. You know, which are left of Whoopi. On their political stature,
they would be left of Whoopi anyway. Matt,
so this guy wants. Their goal is to contend it someday with Heinz. So I think that would be just grand if we can do that out of Holly.
We love local companies, and you know that's a neat part of the story. So I know some folks were asking last night, and I said, hey, I would make sure I mention on the radio the website, which is madgabpickles.com, and you can order there. They have a tab on their website that says locations and store locator, but it looks like right now they're not in any grocery or convenience store. So Mark's right. I kind of encourage them not to do that
because I believe they have a limited production right now, and I believe that they can sell all they want through people like us.
There you go.
When they ramp up, the amazing response to the people that eat them is just enthusiastic. One gal tasted a couple of them and wanted a case of each. You know. Pretty cool.
Yeah, darn right. So anyway, appreciate you coming out and appreciate the passion and the support for the stations and for folks in the oil patch. You're not too far behind. Freedom Club meetings to be held
absolutely.
At future dates in the patch as well. So glad you're out there. All right, what do we need to tell folks about in the sports world today, Mark?
Well, I think the links deserve top of the page. Maya Moore got 20. Lindsey Whalen added 19 to help Minnesota Lynx clinch their third consecutive Western Conference title, 73-60 victory. That's pretty good. You know, pretty doggone good, third time in a row. Of course, the monster story is the growing Bison event that's going to be so big on Saturday. That's absolutely front page of the forum, and it's on everybody's mind. ESPN coming here with this great fanfare and great production downtown Fargo. That's a monster sports story that people are going to drive a long ways to see this episode and that whole production. The Twins, a couple of pitchers for the Twins jeopardized their future last night. Liam Hendrick and Cole DeVries gave up 11 runs between them. So if they're trying to, you know, this is kind of tryout time, and they stunk up the place. So Chicago, who had been on a six-game losing streak, they were able to finally break that at the expense of the Twins. My favorite sports story, though, was probably one of my two favorite golfers in the world is this amazing young man from Iowa, Zach Johnson. He fired a final round 65 to win this victory, to vault him into fourth seed for the $10 million FedEx Cup. Tiger faulted with his putter and came in 11th. He passed Nick Watney and Jim Furyk. And his last tournament out, he was able to pick up with a 25-foot putt, was able to be the last selection for the President's Cup. So the last 2 weeks for this guy that won the Masters a few years ago, Zach Johnson from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who said he was walking with Jesus and he won the Masters. Now he's got a legitimate shot. Not only did he win $1.4 million on his the rain-delayed Monday playoff, but he's got a shot at 10 mil, so he's having quite a time in September. And the Twins, Mr. Pelfrey, who has 5 wins and 12 losses, is going to try to turn things around for the Twins tonight. They've still got to win 3 more games to do better than last year, and I hope they do it. And that's, you know, that's about it.
And the Vikes have the Browns on Sunday.
Oh, I got to mention that, you know, because it was 31-30. It was just a coulda, shoulda, woulda. It was so frustrating. Such an incredibly frustrating game. It looked like they're going to make it, and then on the final seconds, you know, Chicago scored the touchdown. The thing that was most frustrating to me is that knowing that Chicago had to have a touchdown, let them go the whole length of the field, and we never varied our pass rushes. It was four down. I know that if you try to blitz or something, but no pressure at all on their quarterback, and he just marched down the field and beat us with 10 seconds to spare. And it was just painful. But the offensive line looked better, and certainly Christian Ponder looked better for the most part. Hope, anyway. You know, sports with a silver lining. That's the way I got to look at it.
Kevin Schnepp is a columnist for the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead, and he wrote a pretty good column about this whole controversy over the location of the ESPN game day. You know, four times since game day, college game day has been on ESPN, they have actually taken the broadcast to a site of a non-major college team, and the last time in 2007. So the exposure that is coming from this, the production and the value to NDSU is just unbelievable, and to sort of tarnish it with this silly argument is really is really crazy. So his title of this column, "Bison Fans Relax About Game Day Location," seems well placed, you know. And I'm with him. Let me get this straight. He says ESPN Game Day is going to provide arguably the most exposure the NDSU football program has ever received, and some Bison fans are upset the ESPN crew is going to set up shop in front of the iconic Fargo Theater sign. Chill out, Bison fans. Be thankful that ESPN is even coming to Fargo. Because once the three-hour show signs off at 11 a.m. Saturday, you can bet NDSU will most likely never be mentioned on ESPN again until January 4th. And that's if the Bison reach their third straight national championship game in Frisco, Texas. So I tend to agree with Kevin there.
That's just great. I got to give kudos to Kevin Williams, though, because he got his fifth career interception, tying him with Dan Wilkinson for the most career interceptions by a defensive tackle. So way to go, Kevin, fresh off his injury time.
All right. So anyway, and coming up on What's on Your Mind, we will tackle that topic today on the program, and as well the latest from the Washington Navy Yard, what we know about that, and of course have Diane Feinstein and other gun grabbers who are already using that particular issue. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Jerry Grunwald of the Energy and Environmental Research Center, EERC, which does some innovative work. I like the work that EERC does, mostly because they approach everything about research in the vein of how can this be commercialized? How can this go to the private market? It's not utopian theory. It's let's do research that ultimately can move the needle and be commercialized in the private sector. So I'm glad they're doing the work they're doing, and of course so much is being done, cutting edge, innovative in the oil and gas industry that has the potential to continue this revolutionary economic boom that is going on in North Dakota. When you think about that we get less than 10% of, the oil out of the rock now, imagine if that goes to 11, to 12, to 13. I mean, just imagine.
Oh,
and all the different ways in which you can get it out of the ground. So look forward to that. And don't forget Rush Limbaugh now on both AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO, which means the Common Sense Club airs from 2 until 5 every weekday afternoon. And the chairman of the Common Sense Club, Mark the Freedom Poet, our staff chaplain, be taking the reins after Rush Limbaugh from 2 until 5. You looking forward to that, Mark?
I am very much. It's just a great honor to be between him and in this market, Mark Levin. And who follows me out in the patch?
Jason Lewis.
He's cool, too. I used to listen to him in the cities all the time. And you subbed for him a couple of times. And anyway,
Mr. Wright, he does a good job. So look forward to
that. And you might even be with me today, I understand.
We'll check in with you as well on the Common Sense Club. You bet. Thanks, Mark. Weather's next. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices, and I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Henham with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This is What's On Your Mind, the preview hour. Steve Bakken and I about to crank up live on K-Fire 550, KCJB, KLTC, and continue on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO live from the Alera Center Grand Forks for the broadcast today for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual conference. It's happening right here in Grand Forks. Conrad and Fargo wanted to weigh in on today's front page of the Fargo Forum. Hey, Conrad, how you doing?
Good, very good.
What's on your mind?
My point is, why would we be using the Northern Iowa picture when the picture had nothing really to do with the story, when we've got other good teams in here, even could have been a high school team on that page? What happened there?
You're talking about the front of the sports page today, and
yes,
a story by Jeff Kolbeck, and he's talking about the lower tier having some success against more powerful Division I foes.
And the reason I think they're, that particular picture was selected is because Northern Iowa beat Iowa State back on August 31st, right? So, and that's part of the story. So. Sorry, Conrad?
So what does that have to do with the Fargo market at all? I mean, that's a slap in the face of the Bison and the sports fans for this area. No relevance at all.
Yeah, a little bit of relevance to the story, but, I mean, there certainly could have been a photo with more local flavor, maybe another of the, you know, they've got one photo of the Bison victory over K-State, but they do have you and I in there, I guess because it ties in with the story. I'm quite honestly surprised that the whole, you know, ESPN game day controversy's front page. You're talking about the sports page. You know, it really, I mean, I understand everybody's talking about this, right? These are the stories that everybody's talking about, and I guess that's, you know, but I'd put it on the front page, too, because it's a big deal for downtown Fargo. It's a big deal for all. I'm just amazed that it's maybe we're looking for diversions. Maybe we just need things to take inept administration, a Syria, Russia thumping of us, the Washington Naval Yard. I don't know. Maybe that's what's going on. What do you think, Conrad?
It could be. You know, it's kind of picky, but this is Fargo, and this is our local stuff, and we very seldom get the press that we'd like to get, and here's a chance. We give it to somebody else, so it just doesn't make sense. Front page for this is great. Downtown is great. We're lucky, and we could thank the football program at NDSU for giving us this thrill. So.
Indeed, it is that. And it is got a lot of people revved up. Appreciate the call, Conrad. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that very much. Here's how we're looking. By the way, took the drive up to Grand Forks today. Sun just, beaming, and it's disappeared. So the cloud cover that was forecast has rolled in. Taking a look at temps all across the region. Fargo 55, Grand Forks 52, Wahpeton 52 in the east, Devil's Lake 55. Out west, we have Williston at 57 degrees. We have Bismarck at 55 degrees. We have Tioga at 57 degrees. We have Dickinson at 54 degrees. We have Minot at 56 degrees. So you have your mid-50s September kind of day that's taken off here in state of North Dakota today. So just wanted to give you that little heads up on how we're looking weather-wise. Also tell you about how we're doing on the forecast as we look ahead to the week. And we are going to warm up again. So there's some good news for you. We'll start in the east here. Partly cloudy, high near 69 today. Breezy with a south wind 16 to 22. Gusts as high as 29 tonight. Cloudy about 60. Gusty winds tonight. Wednesday partly sunny with a high near 82. South-southeast wind again gusting as high as 21 miles an hour. So that'll be cranking up pretty good. Wednesday night, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, becoming mostly southwest after midnight. New rainfall amounts less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Thursday, sunny, high near 72, breezy with a west-northwest wind. And so tomorrow, being that mid-80s, going to be about you. Are you wondering when you're on, Ron? You're on at 10:30. 10:30. How's that work? Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council saying, when am I on the radio? I know I'm on the radio with you, but he just was stopping by looking through some papers here next to me, so I thought I'd let him know what's going on. Anyway, sorry, Thursday, sunny, 72, so we cool back off. Friday, mostly sunny, mid-60s. And then the weekend, in the upper 60s and low 70s all weekend long, same thing into Monday. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms popping up, though, in the valley, beginning really Wednesday night with a 40% chance on through Thursday. And then lets up a little bit Thursday night, Friday, and back again into the weekend as well. Check the oil patch forecast for you. Sunny, low 80s today, but we're back into the 80s. That's nice. South wind 5 to 9 becoming west in the afternoon. Some showers and thunderstorms scattered mainly after 1 a.m. tonight. Upper 50s, but a chance of precip tonight at 50%. More showers in the forecast tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny, upper 70s. So we're really going to have a nice midweek here. Some showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night. Low 50s, Thursday, showers, thunderstorms in the morning, early, then some showers again in the afternoon, partly sunny, but get this, drop down to 60. So a 23-degree swing in the span of a couple of days here. Clear 30s. I kid you not. Thursday night, 30s. Friday, sunny with a high near 65. And the weekend looks to be upper 60s, low 70s with no precip in the patch. Again, Oil Patch, Tioga 57 at this hour. Fargo 55, Grand Forks 52. What's on your mind? Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.